I'm going to tell you a story about two girls. Two girls they were. One was called Susan, and the other one was called Mary. Susan and Mary. And they were, how old are you girls? 10? 7. They were probably about 12 and 10. And when these two girls are living in a little township, and they would meet on an afternoon quite regularly, and they thought, we need to do something. And they were in the kitchen. And I thought, we can make biscuits. We can make biscuits. So they said to Mummy, how do we make biscuits? In fact, they had their favourite little recipe of making these special biscuits. So they got out the flour. What else do we need for biscuits? Flour and what else? Water? What else? They put it all in. They mixed it all up. Put it in the oven as their little biscuits. And they came out brilliant. And I thought, yippee, we got an all. Oh, they looked out the window and they had another individual who they knew but didn't like her very much. Her name was Jane. We don't want to share our biscuits with Jane. If Jane comes in here, she'll want our biscuits. And Jane did come up the pathway. We've got to hide the biscuits. Where do you reckon is a good place to hide biscuits? Ah, under the bed. They did! This is a secret you didn't know, didn't you? Under the bed. Well, I hid it under the bed. I said, under the bed. And then Jane came in and I politely spoke to Jane for about half an hour and she left. And the girls thought, yippee! Biscuits! And they went to the bed. And I put the hand underneath the bed and pulled out the tray. No biscuits. No biscuits. There were no biscuits. And then I heard something. Brrr. Something else was under the bed. They had a pet dog called Rufus, and little Rufus had gone in under the bed and he found the biscuits, and Rufus ate the lot. And two little girls learnt that if they had have shared their biscuits with Jane, they would have had some. But in trying to hide it from Jane, they missed out. I think it might be a good idea to share. I reckon it might be.